Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. We're on the internet at AFR.net. We are a 24-hour-a-day Christian radio network, and we encourage you to listen throughout the day. We think you'll benefit from and really enjoy our programming if you give it a chance. So we have a great lineup throughout the day. We take a lot of, you know, using this word correctly, pride in our programming lineup, and a lot of thought goes into it as well. So check it out, American Family Radio, throughout the day and the evening here on your radio dial. You can also get us on the internet. We're at AFR.net, and this show right here is being broadcast on Facebook Live. So if you want to watch the video stream of the show, go to Facebook Live and type in Today's Issues, or on YouTube, type in Today's Issues as well. One other thing, the app. The app is available on your iPhone or your iPad or similar devices. You have an app, and you can download that in about 60 seconds and then listen to American Family Radio anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world, clear as a bell, as long as you got high-speed internet. And, you know, that's pretty common nowadays to have high-speed internet almost wherever you go in the U.S. of A. and many places around the world are wireless, for example. All right, Steve Durdall is with us with Ed and Walker. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you, sir?
It's a good day.
Okay, one question, then we can move right to the news.
Sure.
We were discussing last half hour we talk about that Russia is rising, Iran mm-hmm. is rising, Turkey, things are in the news. Giant blueberries are also rising.
Blueberries rising?
Yes.
Blueberries rising.
Wow.
That's what's going on. You ever heard of giant blueberries would be my question.
I'll admit I was listening the first hour and no.
You had not.
But okay. I did say you asked Ed at one point whether or not the blueberries were pictured next to the Jolly Green Giant, which in my mind would kind of defeat the purpose.
Green Giant.
Would yum.
That's the beans.
Those vegetables.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
They're still around, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I did check. We asked the question about, are these genetically modified blueberries? And they are. So I went to a website. This was actually a very pro giant blueberry
website. And it divides
article.
The country, let's be honest.
It can be very divisive around the Thanksgiving Day table. You know, your giant blueberries, your small, whatever.
People, so, they divide up. People divide up. On
oh, yeah. This is, it's a cause of a lot of friction.
In families.
The blueberry red berry question, of course.
It's also divisive.
That's also.
You know, it's kind of like the Middle East, the berry controversy that's going on.
It's very, very, very divisive.
It's real.
Families, marriages
it is
end
real.
Over this.
I think we should bury it.
I think you used
this
a different,
is 2 days in a row.
I think
you've
you
come
used
up
a different word right
there,
Steve. Try to trick Ed and me. All right, what's in the news, my friend?
Speaking of the way we use our language, were we doing that? Kind of.
We are now.
Whatever
Steve.
You say, we'll do it.
California has put liberals, I would think, in a very difficult language conundrum. You know how liberals are they like to co-opt words. It's why they use gay when they mean homosexual. It's, you know, all these kind of different things. And now, because of Assembly Bill 60, which has passed and which became law in 2013, California is issuing driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Now, the reason that that's a problem is because the left likes to call these people undocumented. But, of course, once you give them a driver's license, that's a document. You can't really call them undocumented anymore.
So what's California going to call them?
I have a feeling they won't notice.
Yeah.
But about 10,000 illegal immigrants a month, a year, are getting these. No, a month. 10,000.
Because it's a million now.
Well, they have 1 million now, and they're adding 10,000 a month of illegal immigrants who are getting driver's licenses. Now, California is very kind of opposed to the voter ID, so you can't really say in that state necessarily that it's giving them the right to vote, but it certainly is documenting these undocumented people. So I think that there's a problem coming up in their language.
Well, and to Tim's a point that Tim makes frequently, we are going to be able to sit back and watch California and come to a real-world decision about where progressivism leads you. So there are progressives around the country who want us to go in California's direction. Nobody's probably going in that direction as fast or as quickly as California is. So we'll be able to watch. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll make California the greatest place in the world to live. Or maybe it will crash and burn. Well, but we are going to get the opportunity, I think, in our lifetimes to see it play out in real life.
Yeah, and we're already seeing it, not necessarily with illegal immigration, although you might can connect these issues, but the homelessness that you're seeing, probably because varying factors, but you have minimum wage hikes, unsustainable for businesses, hiring practices, and then you might have illegal immigrants taking some of these jobs. Who knows? But all these factors come together, and the Californians are now fighting against homeless people.
Yes.
Coming into their neighborhoods and communities and setting up shop, setting up their tents.
So, well, in California per capita, I believe, this came out in the last month, has the most poverty.
Yes.
Of any state in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we are going to watch it play out. I think everyone can tell my tongue was firmly planted in my cheek that we are going to, but we are going to watch firsthand where absolute progressivism will lead you. Mm-hmm. And your point is excellent about homelessness. You have a y'all come, you know, policy.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They come.
Yeah.
And people who can't pay for their way will come to California, and California will pay for it. And on the other side, you have a lot of businesses and a lot of people leaving the state.
Right, exactly.
So I should note that 12 states plus Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses.
12 states?
12 states. Wow. I haven't looked it up, but I'm willing to bet that they were 12 blue states.
Yes.
Well, what would be the? Why would you do that?
Well, I think it helps cement them. It makes it more difficult for you to deport them if you need to. The reason that they state, California, for example, they say they want roads to be safer. So they want if these illegal immigrants are going to drive, they want them to be tested and pass, have a driver's license.
That's a lie. Let's just say that is a lie. To
safe
say
roads.
That this is the reason why we're giving it is for safe roads. No, if illegal immigrants are bad drivers, that is yet another reason why they shouldn't be allowed in your state. You don't give them driver's licenses and teach them that is no. And they also want them to be able to have bank accounts and all those other things. And
housing.
You can't do that. Housing. And you can't do that without a driver's license. The real reason they're doing this is to cement them as a legitimate part of the population, and thus eventually let them vote.
A voting block for Democrats in the future.
That idea that we want to make the roads safer, that's the same kind of thinking they do. Well, we want to cut down on AIDS, so that's why we're giving out free hypodermic needles for drug addicts.
Mm. Right.
We want them to have when you use safe needles.
Right.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense. Laid it out so very well, Ed. I'm just thinking, so you go up to the Department of Motor Transportation or whatever it's called, where you get your driver's license in your individual state, and you apply for a driver's license, and they say, where do you live? I guess you give them an address or not, but you're admitting that you're here illegally. You're turning yourself in to get a legal document, even though you're in the country illegally. There's just something doesn't seem right about that.
Yeah, that the state is like, oh, okay, you're a felon? Oh, all right. Good. Right. So what's your address?
Right, right.
It's just, Sing Sing.
Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. By the way, this story you told us about this morning.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to have the guts to watch that a second
time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm the president of the ministry.
Well, I know you can. I just
so
it
this
was,
afternoon,
it was a little,
if I want to peek over on the internet and watch, you know, live from the Masters.
No one's going to say a thing.
That's what I'm saying. Except my board of directors, and they're not going to know about it.
That's not – well, they will now. That's not why I was saying
why,
that you didn't
have
permission.
Tell them?
No.
How would they know?
You just told them.
They all religiously listen, I'm sure.
Right,
but I will say, for people who are listening, I have never walked into Tim's office and caught him watching sports.
I don't even think he has a TV in there, do you?
Everybody does with the internet.
TV.
Yeah.
No, that's live streaming, live from the Masters.
What I was saying is I know what you're going to talk about, and I've seen the clip you're going to talk about, and it would be hard for me to watch it again. It's just a little bit on the graphic side.
Well, this fella yesterday, and I wasn't familiar with his name. He's a golfer, professional golfer.
Yep. He's ranked.
And he's making his debut at the Masters, which is the grandest stage of all for professional golf, and in Augusta, Georgia, and they have what they call a par 3 contest on Wednesday prior to the actual tournament starting on Thursday. It's kind of fun for all the patrons and the golfers, and they bring their little children out and the fans. It's just so they have this par 3. And yesterday, one of the golfers, again, I was not familiar with this gentleman, but he's an up-and-comer, I guess, in professional golf. What happened there, Steve?
Well,
what's his name?
His name is Tony Finau.
Finau, I would think. But so he was at a short. It's just all of them are par threes. All of them are short, and so he hit this ball, and it's a beautiful shot. It went past the hole with spin, and it rolled back, and it rolled into the cup, hole in one, which is a momentous occasion. I've never been able to come close to one of those, but.
I've come within 3 inches of a hole in one.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hit or someone
couple
else?
No, that I.
You were just standing nearby. You said you never
I'm gonna
come
take
close.
That, I'm going to take that as a genuine, heartfelt question, and again, not mockery. I'm going to tell you it was me. I shot the shot, and I came within 3 inches of a hole in one.
Well, Mr. Finau didn't miss. He got the hole in one, and his wife and beautiful kids were there with him, and as you would imagine, he wants to celebrate, so he jumps up in the air with his hands, and he's running down the green toward the hole, and he turns around.
Fairway,
running down the fairway toward the green. He turns around, he's starting to run backwards, and then you see his ankle go the way that God did not design an ankle to go.
Mm.
And he hurt himself.
You talk about what's the old wide world of sports?
Agony of defeat.
In this case, literally.
But what's the mountaintop called?
Everest?
In the wide world of sports. From the so-and-so to the agony of defeat.
Oh, from the something.
The thrill of victory.
Thrill of victory.
And that's what this gentleman experienced.
Right.
Yes.
He's
right.
Sitting there. He makes a hole in one at the par three at the Masters. Again, not
first
part
time
of,
he's
not,
in the Masters.
Yeah, not part of the actual tournament. Tomorrow, which is today, is his big day, and then calamity hits, all because he's celebrating.
Yes,
and it's really sad. And I hope the fella comes back and is able to play next year. But
is he out of the whole tournament?
He's going to tee off today.
If you don't play today, you're out of the whole tournament.
No, you can't just skip a day. But right. It's unclear. It says he withdrew from the event. And the
from
event,
what event? From
well,
yesterday?
This is what they weren't clear.
According to Fox News, this is an updated article that he is going to get an MRI. He had an MRI this morning, and then he's going to tee off about 12:45.
Okay,
so it was a sprain, not a break.
Well, I don't know.
That's still going to hurt. I mean,
he's going to be limping.
Right.
I
don't see how he'll play at his best, but I just felt so sorry for him because his family's there, and you know he's playing his first Masters. This is what he's been working for his whole life, and then all of a sudden. Just because he's celebrating. You know, I saw this happen to a professional football kicker one time. He was celebrating, and he made a game-winning field goal to send his team, like, to the playoffs. I think the guy was with the Falcons or something. I'm trying to remember. But anyway, he's jumping up and down celebrating, and then he sprains his knee.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's out for the season.
Well, there's all kinds of things. Like if you've seen wide receivers or running backs, and they're heading towards the end zone, and they hold the ball out, and they're celebrating, and they drop it, or someone comes by and knocks out of their
hands. Leon Lett. Does that name ring a bell?
Not really.
Dallas Cowboy.
I remember that snow game against the Miami Dolphins.
And he started celebrating a little early and dropped the ball or even spiked it before he got to the end zone. The other team recovered it.
After these baseball championships, when the players storm the pitcher's mound and everybody piles on, and the poor pitcher is at the bottom of the pile somewhere. I've always wondered, what if he breaks his arm down there?
You ever been in a pig pile like that in a sport?
Yeah, you can't breathe.
It's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get claustrophobic.
You can't move.
A few times.
And you can't get people off of you because, I mean,
you can yell and scream, but they're already yelling.
Right.
From the thrill of victory to the agony of defeat. The foot.
That was Jim. What was his name?
Jim McKay.
Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. What else you got?
What about this story in for Ed, because I know of his affinity for this. So we're going to say this is from the Russia Files.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. That was not the male choir we expected.
That was from Agony to what?
Agony of the thrill of victory to the agony. I was about to raise my hands in the triumphant masculinity of that male.
Well, I'll tell you why I did that, and this is for you, Ed. This is actually Dateline Derbyshire, England. The men's voice choir there has been required to allow women to enter. They had a male choir.
And now
and because of political correctness,
insanity.
They have decided that they are going to have to allow women to join. There are certain pieces of music, there's a whole genre of it that is just for men or just for women. And they are now going to have
to. So you can't have a men's choir now in England?
Not in Derbyshire, England, apparently, no.
Well, and we're always talking about we're headed towards a European, Western-style kind of society. Mm-hmm. And that's what you get to look forward to. We'll probably see that in California as they go off the cliff.
Probably first, right.
You know?
Right.
So that's what we're looking at. You can't even have a men's choir.
And then I brought
this. That's disgusting.
Thank you.
That ruined my day.
But you know what's kind of backwards about it is what makes women think that they have to be on the men's choir? Is that more special than a women's choir? It's kind of a backwards way of thinking. Why can't women have their own choir?
They do. And there are. Sweet Adelines is a whole organization made for them.
Sweet Carolines. What did you say?
Sweet Adelines.
Oh, Adelines. You know, the thing about this is I would guess that the vast majority, for example, if you were to survey those women in that choir, 98% of them would say, no, we ought to have a women's choir, and the men ought to have a chance to have their own choir without being, but you get 2% of these PC people and the multicultural and the progressives, and they want to force feed everybody else this garbage that that most people recognize, whether you be conservative or liberal or otherwise. In other words, everybody knows it's wrong to let men in a women's bathroom,
yes,
or a women's changing area. Everybody knows that's wrong, except Target.
Right.
Target thinks, no, that's a great idea to let men come into women's bathrooms and changing areas. We think that's an advancement of society.
Well, I think I've reconsidered my objection to what's happened in Derbyshire or wherever. I think they ought to let the women into the men's choir, but you got to sing bass. How about that?
That's a gotcha moment right there.
Right. That's fine, but you got to sing bass.
Well, you know what would be great?
You can't, but that's because you're not a man.
You know what would be great is just if all the men quit and it turns into a second women's choir.
The director did quit, by the way.
It kind of takes the thrill out of it for the confused women who won't.
Duly noted.
They're going to show up for practice and be the only one there. Oh, sorry, we didn't tell you.
Hey, you know what? I don't know what they're going to do about the Masters. I've never seen a woman play in the Masters golf tournament.
They are actually
trying to do that.
They are having, I think it's next year, they're having a women's tournament at Augusta.
But for women only.
For women only, the week before.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, but it's a departure. For years, they were being
Yes, the country, the club itself.
Well, it's a club. It's a private club. Yes. Augusta National, it's a private club, so they set their own rules. But the women, what was it, one of those feminist groups tried to force them?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Susan, who was the Secretary of State?
They tried to force them to accept, yeah.
Was it Susan Rice?
No, she is a member.
She is?
Who was the first female member? Wasn't she the first?
No, not Susan Rice. Excuse me. What's the Secretary of State under... Condoleezza Rice.
Under Bush.
Condoleezza
Rice.
She's
an honorary member, or she is a
No, member? Condoleezza Rice is a member of Augusta National.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, but the golf tournament itself is male. Yep. But they have, you have male and female golf professional golf tours, you know, so that's not, that's already in place. Go ahead.
I want to ask you if you could leave me room for one last
Go
story,
ahead,
which
Steve.
I think it's this is, I want to lament for a minute. We can all together feel sorry for John Parker. John Parker was a member of the Democrat National Committee, and he had to resign because during a little get-together at a meeting, he meant to say that he was hoping to entice a lot of people of color to come into the Democrat Party in where he was, but instead he used the phrase, colored people. That was DC Talk, a great song, by the way, but this is from The Stupid File. The left is eating itself. He immediately resigned. Well, not immediately. He resigned Wednesday.
Because he made a mistake in his speech.
Right. He meant to say people of color, which is a politically correct accepted term, but he said colored people, which has gone out of favor.
So he immediately
let me get this straight. Ed, go ahead. Explain to us what's going on here.
No, this is just unbelievably sad and hilarious at the same time. This is a Democrat who is so afraid of triggering people that even the fact that he just simply misspoke led him to resign.
Yep.
He feels so badly.
Was made to feel badly.
Oh, yeah.
We've all said, you know, been speaking or something and you trip up. I preached.
Right.
Whatever, you know, for 18 and a half years at the church I pastored, probably 800 or 900 sermons.
Right.
You don't think I stumbled. I'm explaining something here real quick. Come on. And so you mess up and you excuse yourself, you get it right and you go on. This guy felt so bad he quit.
The first time you refer to God as a she, that happened to you probably. You had to just quit.
I've never done that.
That's not a misspoke. That's heresy.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. But if you do say that,
misspoke. I don't think that's a word.
You correct yourself and you move on.
Right.
No, in other words, if that did happen, I said she instead of he, referring to God, you corrected, you move on.
Right.
I'm not going to quit.
Everybody knows.
I'm not going to quit because I made a mistake.
So this guy quit because he misspoke and said colored people instead of people of color?
Yes, he
What's
said.
What's the difference?
Well, colored people is a pejorative that was used back in the time when they used the phrase Negro and in the 60s. That was how
it's
they referred.
It's fallen out of favor.
It's fallen out of favor. It reminds people of a more racially insensitive time.
Okay.
Well, I hope all the Democrats resign. Let all the progressives resign. I hope that every time they misspeak, they quit.
They need more guilt.
If you're right, and it happens to everybody, then just follow them around with a microphone. Yeah. And
what is a pejorative for? Maybe I shouldn't ask this, but so people of color, you can say that, but not colored people.
There's many terms that they've used in the history which are offensive to colored people.
In terms of the English language, that's exactly the same.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes.
That's my point.
If I say Ed's car or the car of Ed, they mean the same.
Duly noted.
Right.
Duly noted.
Ed clears everything up for us. We just looked at Ed.
That's because I eat my giant blueberries.
Duly
That's
noted.
Why my brain is.
Anglo man.
Man of Anglo.
Man of Anglo. Although I don't know if it's Italian Anglo. We'll see you back here tomorrow.